to see him back. I assume you saw him a couple days ago.
Yep. He looks very good. Like he always does. You know, Tony's always going to be prepared to go. No limitations in terms of the number of snaps that he normally takes. He took actually probably a bigger load than he normally does the last 2 days.
Any keys today? Would anybody stand out specifically?
Well, today's the day that we start our scout team looks, and that's always a difficult day simply because we're used to going Falcons on Falcons. We're working off cards and working through that, but I thought our guys handled it very well. Everybody on our team understands that they have a role to play, and as I told them, those roles can change. Don't read in anything to it. Where you are today, no decisions are going to be based on where you're lining up today. There's still a whole lot of competition going on for spots on our roster.
Can you sense a little relief from the guys, even though it's the same guys on the other side, it's still a different look?
Well, I think that we're anxious to start really preparing, going through a preparation week. We are game planning, but of course we're not necessarily going to show everything that we have. Nobody does in the preseason, but we want to go through more of the process of the game plan than the actual plays that we're going to run in the game, if that makes sense. There's certain things that if we were playing in the regular season, we'd probably attack it a little bit differently than we would in the preseason. We're not going to show everything that we've worked on during the off season. So it's really more for the process of us going through it and the timing of it and the meeting and setting the routine. The players have to set a routine. This is now the regular season routine that we'll be going through, and it's important that they get that set before the start of the regular season.
Do you have a different snap count time for Tony as the rest of the starters for this third preseason game?
No, he's going to work just like all the starters. There's no different, there's no different. Tony's in great shape. Always is, and he'll play just like the rest of the starters. And we're not going to have a specific number to say all starters are playing this number of snaps. We're going to have a rotation, and we'll rotate through at most positions. We won't rotate through with the offensive line more than likely, but we will rotate through with the skilled players.
How did Brady Ewing look in his return to action today?
Well, until I watched the tape, I can't really give you a definitive answer, but I thought that he moved around well. We wanted to get him through limited today. He probably took about half the snaps that he would normally take. If he gets through today, then he'll be released to go full go tomorrow and start with our special teams practice and get some work on special teams, because Brady's going to be an integral part not only in our offense but on special teams as well.
And Robert James?
Robert James had no limitations. Robert was taking his normal workload. We felt like he was ready to go from his rehab run with the trainers and the doctors yesterday, so he had no limitations. He looked good. He looked like he had fresh legs.
The guys on your special teams, are they going to pretty much be the ones the whole game especially the punt return?
Well, no, Algie. Punt coverage team, we will go just like we have. We'll keep the first unit going the first half and the second unit and the younger guys going in the second half. We got to get better. Some of those guys on the second unit, we're counting on them, helping us win some ball games. So they need to get out there and get some work.
Usually is the third preseason game most significant for your starters?
It's historically, it's the most number of snaps, and in terms of, again, we've actually gone through a process, albeit not truly game planning, but we've gone through the process of game planning. Everybody puts a little bit more weight on the third preseason game. Obviously, the fourth preseason game, different teams have different philosophies in terms of what they're going to do. I think we pretty much have said, what we've done over the last 5 years, and we'll continue to do that in the fourth game.
Starters.